D&D Media presents its condensed classic series of masterworks to open your mind and expand your horizons at your pace and place.
Leadership, The Essential Guide, featuring The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli. Power by Ralph Waldo Emerson. The Art of War by Sun Tzu. Abridged and introduced by Mitch Horowitz. Introduction. The Meaning of Leadership by Mitch Horowitz. What is good leadership? My personal view is that a good leader should never ask those who report to him to do anything that he wouldn't be willing to do himself. Also, a good leader should be able to take over a task himself, no matter how apparently menial, and should know how to do it. A leader who cannot ship a package or clean a toilet, or is unwilling to, is not a leader. This came to me at a stage in my career when I was stripped of all assistance and left to do things for myself that I normally handed off to another. It meant ordering paperclips, taking random phone calls, and performing clerical tasks. At first, my pride was wounded and I was unsure of how to proceed. I soon learned a lesson in leadership that has remained with me ever since. A true leader never places him or herself above any task. I was reminded of the words of Napoleon, as recorded by Ralph Waldo Emerson in his 1870 essay, Success. "There is nothing in war," said Napoleon, "which I cannot do by my own hands. If there is nobody to make gunpowder, I can manufacture it. The gun carriages I know how to construct. If it is necessary to make cannons at the forge, I can make them. The details of working them in battle, if it is necessary to teach, I shall teach them. In administration, it is I alone who have arranged the finances, as you know." This is the spirit that I hope you discover in the condensed works in this collection. Each of them, The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli, Power by Emerson, and The Art of War by Sun Tzu, shines its own light on a universal theme, that of self-sufficiency. The leader who cannot handle every contingency on his or her own is not a true leader, but a kept figurehead. Fear and favoritism can be used to retain power in the pettiest sense, but the grasp is illusory. In such cases, you are a title holder, but not a figure of authority, and time will make this plain. The influence of a leader should outlast his or her title or office, because, like all things in life, a title and its privileges will suddenly or eventually be taken away. Your works themselves and your impact on people around you will alone remain, and in that legacy appears the true measure of your leadership. Like all of the authors in this volume, seek posterity in whatever you do. In the end, the only thing that belongs to us is hard-won reputation. And as Renaissance-era writer Machiavelli notes, "They who come to the princedom by virtuous paths acquire with difficulty, but keep with ease." The Prince by Niccolo Machiavelli. Preface: A Different Side of the Prince. It does not come naturally to me to introduce and abridge Niccolo Machiavelli's 1532 classic, The Prince. The Renaissance-era guide to gaining and holding power has been known for centuries as a blueprint to ruthlessness, deception, and even brutality. I have inveighed against current books like the 48 Laws of Power that endorse amoral.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?